Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect in presenting these classes to you.
Class 13, Work. In this class, you'll understand how to work easily with no stress and high efficiency, and how to direct your spiritual life effortlessly to more and more of your so-called outer life. Often in doing these classes, a common problem is the management of outer work activities and our spiritual life. The overwhelming complaint is that all this meditation and spiritual activity is fine for the time that we are not involved in our jobs and outer lives. But what do we do then? Obviously, the goal is not to create two separate lives, but rather to blend a much more holistic sense of self. Put simply, our life goal is to center our day-to-day actions in our heart and have it guide and direct the dimensions of our outer lives. This applies to everything, every moment, every action, including, most importantly, our work. Generally, our work life is often in situations that might seem spiritually constrained or at least inhibited by a variety of factors. Workmates that have no spiritual inclination or perhaps are even negative about spirituality, a boss that is severe or even ruthless in his or her demands on our time, and work that we may not particularly enjoy are some of the multitude of reasons we perceive that make it difficult for us to live our spiritual life in work situations. This is obviously the major challenge each of us faces, living our spiritual life amidst the hustle and bustle of a world that is not particularly understanding or even interested. To be sure, the great majority of people in our world are not trying to live with the spiritual intensity of which we are striving. This doesn't make it wrong. It just necessitates more certainty. So given these challenges, the one thing, major thing we need to remember is the secret awareness we have that we are all the time living in heaven, that this place is constantly empowering us with infinite love and infinite potential and even more infinite capacity. Contemplate this for a moment because it is really simple but crucial. When we are in our highest consciousness, we realize that we are actually not doing anything. We are just more or less the vehicle for the universe or God to work through. Our meditation at its highest is effortless. We just shut up and allow the energy of heaven, of God, to inundate every aspect of our being. You see where we're going? The reality is that we have the potential for the force to power everything we do. Remember the exact nature of heaven that it is flooding us with love and infinite capacity. And more than this, it will actually power every action if we allow it. Contemplate this for a moment and consider the words of great artists or athletes or sports people. They all speak of their greatest moments being effortless, as though they just connected with some higher power that allowed them to break that world record with very little effort. How's this possible? It's not only possible, but exactly inevitable when we allow the force to be channeled through us. The great miracles of the prophets of the past have one thing in common. They themselves claim no credit, yet the laws of physics of time and space have not only been broken, but completely transcended. How does this apply to us? Simply, within you is the infinite power of the universe. Open yourself to it, and you can channel it into anything you do. This is your natural place, your normal power. The heaven that is within you. The highest work is effortless. No matter the nature of work, whether it is cleaning the dishes or being the Prime Minister or perhaps working for world peace, the highest action is always effortless. It doesn't mean to say that it does not require physical exertion, but in our consciousness we'll be centered and calm and effortless. You will also know the action is the right one for you at this moment in time by your consciousness of it being effortless. So if you are working under stress or pain or too much effort, relax. Shut up the noise. and allow the infinite power of the universe to do its work. The same truths repeat themselves over and over again. The spirituality is easy and natural and effortless. Whenever you are feeling uneasy or disconnected, spirituality becomes quite hard. So relax, express your gratitude to God or the universe or the force for your privileged place and awareness, and simply shut up the noise, meditate in silence or in action, and rejoice, for heaven is here now. Prepare for your meditation as usual. And to begin with, I'd like for you to just to have a think about how when you look outside of yourself, how much of you exists out there. All the things that you see, do they help define who you are? The sounds you hear, the things that you touch, do any of these define you? The things that you own, your car, your house, do these help decide who you are? Yet the mind comes out through the physical senses. It paints pictures of the world outside of you and actually creates a sense of you that exists in that world. This you is your ego. It is nothing more than a construct of your mind, no more real than the illusion a projector assembles from transparent plastic. For this exercise, let us try and make the leap between the constructed ego and our real nature that is our heart. Let's begin by analyzing this idea a little more. Gently repeat to yourself, who am I? Who am I? Am I defined by the things that I see? Who am I? Am I defined by the sounds that I hear, by the fragrances that I smell? Who am I? The answer should obviously be a resounding no. So then firmly and calmly go through the process of rejecting the egoic construct of you. The real me is not outside of me. The real me is not even the things that I do. The real me is not outside of me. The real me is not even the things that I do. I am not the body. I am not the body. I am not the body. Try consciously to let go of all of your body consciousness, your attachment to the way you look, the food you eat, your age, etc. I am not the body. I am not the body. I am not the body. The real me is not even defined by the thoughts constructed by these things. I am not the mind. I am not the mind. I am not the mind. And let go of superficial and even finally all thought. And gently repeat to yourself, I am my soul. I am my heart and my soul. I am my soul. I am my soul. and allow yourself to be intuitively guided to the real center of your own existence, a place beyond all the egoic constructions and free from all material, physical, or emotional attachments. I am the soul. I am the soul. Let your heart guide you to yourself. A silent place within that is the window to the kingdom of heaven that's within us all. Try to consciously stop allowing the mind to flow outwards and direct it inwards. Ask your mind to entertain the idea that inside is your real self. Ask it not to travel outside, but to journey within to find the real you. I am the soul. 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 this will take much practice, as you might imagine, as we have all become very accomplished at the egoic construction of us. Now we have to become experts in the heart construction, the spiritual construction of us. Rejoice and realize that heaven is here now.